Somebody almost forgot to start the bell.
Sell.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. I panicked.
Steve sells immediately. Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time on a Wednesday. That means Crunch Exchange Time. I'm going to bring up some stories from the world of sports. I'm going to give Steve a prospectus from those stories, and he is going to tell us if he's buying, selling, or if it's pending. He actually sometimes uses that nowadays, and I say that every time, but he actually does. So let's go ahead and start in the NFL playoffs. They are on deck, which means the world is happy. Number one seed in the NFC is the Cowboys. They are so much the best team in the NFC. They got to play three quarterbacks last week in the regular season finale, including Mark Sanchez, who continues to con his way into being on an NFL roster. But when asked about the NFC this week, obviously a little bit biased, Brett Favre said that the Packers are the team to beat, not the Cowboys. But bias aside, Favre might have a point. We have seen the return to form of Aaron Rodgers over the last couple months. Jordy Nelson's still unstoppable. Their defense giving up 18 points per game over their last six-game winning streak heading into the playoffs. They obviously have a way tougher road as Dallas has a bye and the Packers have to beat your Giants this weekend. But with the way the Packers are playing at this point in the season, which is the only point that matters, the prospectus. Green Bay is the team to beat out of the NFC.
Sell. Rollins is in concussion protocol, one of their DBs. They may be starting a safety at corner. They might not get out of the first round.
All right, ask a question, get an answer. Our boy Charles Kelly is out of a job in San Francisco this week. Speculation has him staying in the NFL as a coordinator at the very least next year. But Travis Haney of 24/7 Sports wrote a story this week saying that Kelly could make the return to college and gave his top five landing spots for him. Every spot surmises that the NFL team will that an NFL team will fall in love with the current coach at that school. What?
He's just showed a picture of somebody else named Charles Kelly.
Just some random dude named Charles Kelly.
Singer-songwriter Charles Kelly is out of a job.
Exactly that. Poor singer-songwriter Charles Kelly in the Bay Area, out of a job. Pray for Charles Kelly. Number five on the list of college schools potential landing spots for Chip Kelly is Penn State, four is Stanford, three Texas A&M, two Notre Dame, number one is UCLA. I think Oregon fans might have an aneurysm if Chip Kelly went to a Pac-12 North rival like Stanford, by the way. Chip added a little fuel to it this week, saying that he determines each job individually and wouldn't rule anything out before evaluating it. The prospectus, you buy or sell that Chip would bother returning to college?
Well, first, who wrote the article?
Travis Haney.
That is just so out the rear end. I mean, there's no meaning to any of it. It's just all speculation. First of all,
but the prospectus is valid. Do you buy or sell that Chip would bother returning to college?
As a head coach, this is going to be interesting, I think. This year, I can't imagine it. For 2017, if he's back in college, I'm buying. So for a year, I'm selling.
That might be a good pending one.
Nah. I'm one for one on Chip. We know where this is going. Probably already hired
one in a row.
Notre Dame.
One in a row. By the way, let's start the hashtag pray for Charles Kelly. Ashton Eaton announced his retirement today. Retires one of the best American Olympians of all time, has total of 7 gold medals, including 2 world championships, 2 indoor championships, 2 in the Olympics in both the heptathlon and decathlon. Holds a world record in both of those events. There have been some incredible athletes in the history of the University of Oregon. NFL Hall of Famers, Mel Renfro, Norm Van Brocklin, Dan Fouts, Mariota won a Heisman. Obviously, there's Galen Rupp should probably get some mention. But how did those guys stack up with a 2-time Olympic gold medalist in the decathlon? Heisman, NFL Hall of Fame, gold medal. Of course, we exclude our boy Shai Huntington, who is too good for any poll question of any kind. But the prospectus, Ashton Eaton is the best Oregon athlete of all time.
Ian Crosswhite. Aside from Ian Crosswhite.
Yes. Flo Hartenstein.
Well, first of all, you know, it's hard to argue when you win an award that says you're the best athlete in the world
twice.
Yeah. So I'm going to agree, just because if the sports gods came down, they'd be like, dude, we gave you the answer. He won the award for greatest athlete on the planet twice. I'll buy that.
Yeah, he's wearing the gold thing on his head, right? Like the, what are those called?
He and Jordy Lydon are the two greatest athletes in the history of Oregon athletics.
Clearly. George Carl has made some pretty outlandish, speaking of outlandish comments, about NBA stars. First, he blamed Melo being from a single-parent household on him being a selfish player. Said J.R. Smith was a chucker who was always playing for the next contract. Okay, maybe some of those things aren't that outlandish, but certainly this one has to be, right? He said this week that he was watching the Blazers, wondering why they are struggling this season. Said Terry Stotts is a great coach, but that the reason they're struggling is that they aren't the cohesive unit they were last season because there is too much focus on the star, Damian Lillard. Stotts responded by saying Carl doesn't know anything about Lillard and that he couldn't tolerate those comments. Lillard took the high road, saying he doesn't have anything to say about Carl as he doesn't know him. Lillard's agent did not go that route, saying that Carl sounds like an idiot and that it explains why he became a writer and is no longer coaching. Even the most outlandish comments usually have a little bit of truth to them, though. The prospectus, you buy or sell that Damian Lillard is at least part of Portland's problems this season.
So George Carl was in the NBA for, what, 30 years?
Yeah, like a billion.
And he hasn't figured out that franchises promote their stars.
You're
and
weird,
the
right?
League's like all about them.
As he was promoting his stars for all those years.
It's unbelievable, the tone-deaf nature and just the bitterness and the anger. And the essence of the book, is it like a blueprint how to choke in the playoffs or underachieve or never win a title?
How to alienate people in the industry.
So, what was the prospectus again?
You buy or sell that Damian Lillard is at least part of Portland's problem this season.
This is the best player. It's a ridiculous comment. Sell it.
Some pretty disturbing stuff from the Sugar Bowl. Joe Mixon's teammates mock punched him after he made a big play, clearly showing they have no remorse for him punching a woman in the face and nearly killing her. Add to that Brent Musburger's comments defending Mixon, saying all of Mixon's teammates and coaches swear he's a good guy, and that now that he has a second chance, that he hopes he uses it to have a successful NFL career. No mention of the victim in any way, that he hopes Mixon is successful in the NFL. Huge swelling of hatred in his direction on Twitter during the game forced him to respond to it in the second half. He seemingly doubled down, saying, and I'm quoting here, "What he did with that young lady was brutal, uncalled for. He's apologized. He was tearful. Got a second chance. I happen to pull for people with second chances. Okay. Let me make it absolutely clear that I hope he has a wonderful career and he teaches people with that brutal, violent video. Okay. Second down and 9. Seemingly just moving on. Christine Brennan of USA Today wrote a column saying ESPN needs to fire Musburger, reminding everyone of his sexist comments about A.J. McCarron's now wife Catherine Webb that ESPN eventually had to apologize for, and when he said Holly Rowe looked really smoking during a broadcast a week after that. The prospectus, do you think ESPN should fire Brent Musburger over these comments?
Oof. I'll tell you what, there's another article by Roxanne Jones written today, about 2-3 hours ago, on the CNN site, calling it a low moment in sports broadcasting. With Baylor, what we've seen, the support these scumbags get, and it's passed off as a mistake. I'm starting to think it's time to go desperate times call for desperate measures. And if it means saying, no, you're a dumbass, a knuckle dragger, you show no respect for the victims, you know, whether it's Stoops, whether it's kicking Mixon's ass out of school, whether it's firing Musburger, I'm starting to be to the point where we need to go over the top. So I'll buy it. Fire's dumbass.
NFL Hall of Fame named its finalists for the 2017 class, among them polarizing wideout Terrell Owens. Owens second all-time in yards, third all-time in touchdowns in NFL history, but Clark Judge, who is a voter for the Hall of Fame, joined CBS Sports Radio this week, said to not expect Owens to get in. He said Owens didn't make it to the final 10 last year, and the voters had to halt a very heated discussion about him because it became clear he wasn't going to get voted in at any point. This year, Judge says he doesn't think any of those voters have changed their stance. This is basically because they think he's a jerk. He's widely known as one of the most unlikable players in the NFL. But Judge did add that beyond LaDainian Tomlinson and likely Joe Jacoby, the list is wide open and Owens could still make it. The prospectus, Terrell Owens will make the Hall of Fame this year.
This year? Didn't we have this conversation a year ago?
Feels like it, right?
It's amazing. You know, in making the case, you know, five All-Pro.
One of the best receivers in the history of football. There's no doubting.
Well,
that.
You're right. I think he's a Hall of Famer, so I think he should have been in the first ballot, even though he is a complete jerk. So the fact that we're having this conversation means he might not get in again. You know, I think they punished him for once. I think he's going to get in. I think he's going to get in. So I sell that. Sometimes.
Oh, wait, no. You think he's going to get in?
Yeah.
That's a buy.
All right, I'm going to buy it because, I mean, his numbers are astounding. He had that money performance on a leg and a half in the Super Bowl. Like I said, five-time All-Pro. That means they picked the two or three best receivers. So, yeah, he deserves to get in. He should get in. I think he will get in.